I'm Joe Seamantle. Welcome to a special Raven conversation here in Thailand. We're at Camp Red Horse Sporting Exercise Cobra Gold 2026, and I am here with Sergeant Bianca Hayden. So she's going to talk to us about her experience in Thailand, being the DoD Warrior Games 2025 Ultimate Champion, or Ultimate Warrior, I like to say it for you, and just her time in the Guard. So thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
So intro and background yourself.
My name is Sergeant Bianca Hayden. I just recently switched over to the Washington Army National Guard from Oregon. This is my 1 year anniversary with this unit and I'm having a good time.
Yeah, so what are you doing here in Thailand?
We are out here taking pictures covering Cobra Gold. We're just sharing everybody's stories and having a good time.
Yeah, what led you to the Guard? How'd you learn about the Guard?
I had just moved to the States in 2018 and met some people who were in the National Guard, thought it sounded like a good time, could pay for my college, and the rest is history.
Love it. That's how it usually goes, right? Pay for college?
Yeah.
So we tried to do a podcast with you right after you were crowned the Ultimate Warrior, but talk to us about what the DoD Warrior Games are.
Yeah, so the DoD Warrior Games is a sports competition for the wounded, ill, and injured service members. So every branch has a team, and every year there's a competition. There's like 10 or 11 events that you compete in, different classifications, so you compete in your liked injury. I unfortunately was injured overseas a couple years ago and went through a whole rehab process, but it made me eligible to compete in the DoD Warrior Games, and I'm very grateful for that. It has made me grow as a person, as a soldier, and as an athlete. I have a huge respect to everybody who competes in it and everybody who sacrifices any sort of themselves for this country.
Yeah, so you, what was your favorite event to compete in?
I think my favorite event to compete in was powerlifting, specifically bench press.
Yeah, what about your least favorite?
I think the hardest for me was shot put. As ultimate champion, you have to compete in every single event. It's like top athlete. You're competing for a top athlete out of every branch. So you have to compete in everything. I'm not a shot putter. I don't do well with the shot put, but you know, I gave it my all. I did enough to get a gold medal, so it was good.
Yeah. So this isn't the only thing you've competed in. You've done other events, other games. You did the Invictus Games as well.
Yes.
So talked about that experience.
I, very lucky and fortunate to have competed now 2 times in the Warrior Games and 1 time for Team US at the Invictus Games. The Invictus Games is just a larger scale version of the same thing. So instead of branch versus branch, it's country versus country. So from, you know, all the branches, they pick the Team US, and it's a mixture of athletes from every branch of service, and you travel overseas to compete against other nations' military wounded, ill, and injured athletes.
Yeah, and I think Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, very big, they were part of the group,
yes,
that started the Invictus Games.
So Prince Harry actually founded the Invictus Games and has brought that tradition back every 2 years. So I actually competed in the very first ever Winter Invictus Games. So it's always been summer games. The Warrior Games are always summer games. It's the same set of sports. 2025 Invictus Games was hosted in Canada, and it was the very first Winter Invictus. So they included skiing, snowboarding, biathlon, stuff like that.
Yeah. Yeah, just good overall, just good athlete. So I know as Cobra Gold's going on, you're looking forward, you're moving to Hawaii soon.
I am,
even though you're
yes.
going to still be in the Washington Guard, which is great. We absolutely love that. She's going to fly from Hawaii over to be in the unit. You and your husband recently got married, and he's in the Navy, and you guys are going to be living in Pearl Harbor.
Yes,
so kind of a cool experience.
We're a house divided, you know, go Army, beat Navy always, but nothing but respect for each other in every branch of service. Honestly, like being in a place where you work so tightly with each branch, it just, you know, we butt heads like as a joke, but we're all family, we're all on one team, and you know, whether you're boots on ground somewhere or you're in a pool or you're skiing or snowboarding, like we're one big family. I'm so lucky, everything that I've accomplished in my career, I just can't wait for more.
Nice. Anything else you want to add?
Go Army.
Go Army. Hey, if you I appreciate you coming on and sharing your story. Honestly, I know we wanted to share this a long time ago, but hey, Cobra Gold worked out well. So, and you're doing a great job here. If you like the video, give it a like. If you want to subscribe for future videos, subscribe to the channel. Comment below if you want to know more about the Evictus Games, and I appreciate you coming out.
Thank you so much, sir. Yeah.